This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Jeff Lowe, one of the stars of the Netflix documentary series Tiger King, said that Netflix is planning to release a new episode of the show. Lowe, who now owns the Oklahoma Zoo that Joe Exotic once ran, said, quote, "They're filming here tomorrow. Stay safe and put your mask on," unquote. Tiger King has been the number one show since it debuted in March because, well, everybody loves idiots. In other Tiger King news, star Joe Exotic spoke up from prison, saying, quote, "It would be nice if I could actually see me being famous out there, but I've seen these same four walls for a year and a half now. I'm ashamed of myself because I kept so many animals in confinement over many years. I'm challenging viewers to try sitting in a cage like my animals did," unquote. Train wreck! Media personality Dr. Drew Pinsky apologized for his past comments comparing coronavirus to the flu, saying he got it wrong. Pinsky said, quote, "My early comments about equating coronavirus with influenza were wrong. I was part of a chorus that was saying that, and we were wrong, and I want to apologize for that. I wish I'd gotten it right, but I got it wrong," unquote. Yeah, idiot. Julia Roberts was seen wearing a mask and gloves as she ran errands in LA. Yep, the actress, 52, was photographed leaving a CVS pharmacy wearing a colorful black face mask, dark sunglasses, and gloves as she carried groceries to her car. Americans have been told to wear non-medical cloth face masks and gloves. Who knew Roberts carries her own groceries? Another One Bites the Dust, Part 2. Channing Tatum and Jessie J have split for the second time. The pair, who got together in January following a month-long split, have called it quits again. A source said, quote, "They cared enough about each other to try again, but realized it was better to move on. It's totally amicable," unquote. Amicable? So why did they split up then? Floyd Mayweather has remained quiet when it comes to his daughter Iyanna's arrest. Yep, but in a recent post, the celebrated boxer shared a video of himself training with his son and alluded to the controversy, saying, quote, "Never claimed to be perfect, but I strive to be the best father possible," unquote. She was arrested after stabbing the mother of NBA Youngboy's child. Classy. Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus thanked local hospital workers with lunch amid the coronavirus by delivering 120 tacos to essential healthcare workers. Cyrus said, quote, "So grateful for these true legends of our time dedicating their lives to battling this pandemic. Show some love to yours in your community," unquote. How come we don't hear from the Kardashians? Adam Levine joked that his wife, Bahati Prinsloo, would probably punch him if he asked her for another baby. Although the couple has previously hinted that they might not be done expanding their family, the Maroon 5 frontman said the Victoria's Secret model is happy being a mother of two at the moment. Listen, you've got two kids. If you don't need field hands, just say no. Seriously. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is helping children become wizards. Inspired by recent school closures, the author announced the launch of HarryPotterAtHome.com, a free online hub that will provide kids with educational wizarding fun while social distancing. Parents, teachers, and caregivers working to keep children amused and interested will definitely need a bit of magic. Good luck! Fox has set an after show for The Masked Singer Season 3 to be hosted by Nick Cannon on a virtual stage. Beginning April 22nd, The Masked Singer After The Mask will immediately follow the Fox singing competition at 9 p.m. New episodes will then air at that same time after The Masked Singer on April 29th, May 6th, and May 13th. And look, now we're all masked. Lady Gaga's father, Joe Germanotta, has closed his GoFundMe page where he'd hoped to raise a whopping $50,000 to help cover the cost of his Joanne Trattoria restaurant. Germanotta stressed that things weren't looking good for his business following the coronavirus outbreak, which has caused him to lay off 30 employees, and the restaurant also had to be shut. Help me, Gaga? Quibi, the new mobile video streaming service that launched to mixed reviews and a lackluster 300,000 downloads in its first 24 hours, will need bigger numbers to make good on its $1.75 billion investment. Disney Plus signed up 4 million subscribers on its first day, so the Quibi debut was not a great start for founder Jeffrey Katzenberg and CEO Meg Whitman. Uh-oh. Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Christopher Cross has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. The five-time Grammy winner said, quote, "I am among the growing number of Americans who tested positive for COVID-19. Although I'm fortunate enough to be cared for at home, this is the worst illness I've ever had," unquote. Hopefully he won't be sailing away for good. Sorry. Madonna has announced her partnership with Bill Gates, donating $1 million to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's Therapeutics Accelerator Program, which is looking to find a drug to treat COVID-19. The singer, who recently canceled her final Madam X shows due to the pandemic, was a doubting Thomas at first about the virus, but now she's committed to help find a cure. Good thing she didn't announce this from her tub. The Trash Bin. Shia LaBeouf and his ex-wife, Emma star Mia Goth, were seen holding hands and kissing while wearing their wedding rings during an outing in Pasadena. The duo first met in 2012 on the set of Nymphomaniac. They tied the knot in 2016, but parted ways in 2018. During the break in the relationship, Shia dated FKA Twigs. Yeah, let's see how long it will last this time.
The news wrap-up.
Boutique fitness studios are going digital during the coronavirus pandemic, but they're not making any money yet. Amazon's annual Prime Day shopping event has been postponed until at least August due to the coronavirus. Airbnb guests claim they've had difficulty collecting the full cash refunds Airbnb has said they're eligible for. YouTube is developing a rival to TikTok.
Hey, TikTok, your time may be up.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Trolls World Tour is the most popular streaming film.
The number one album.
It's The Weeknd's After Hours for the third week.
The number one app.
Minecraft is back.
The number one book.
Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng is the number one fiction book for the second week.
When Drake was constructing his multi-million dollar complex in Toronto, Canada, it was the talk of the town. For the May edition of Architectural Digest, Drake is the official cover star, allowing cameras inside his lavish mansion for a grand tour. His home is 50,000 square feet and features a master bedroom that's 3,200 square feet. The rapper said, quote, "Because I was building it in my hometown, I wanted the structure to stand firm for 100 years. It will be one of the things I leave behind, so it had to be timeless and strong," unquote. And Drake has found the time to record new music that's also timeless and strong. Here's Drake with the song of the week, Toosie Slide.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Toosie slide, then I hit it double time. Then I hit a spin, cause we spun that block a couple times. If it's not the right time, it'll always be another time. I'm not even tripping, we'll just see them in the summertime. Whoa, yeah. Can't describe the pressure I be putting on myself, yeah. Really, I just can't afford to lose nobody else, yeah. If they moving shaky, we just do the self. Well, if I'm moving shaky, Chels will do the themselves, yeah. Solo,
on a YOLO for real. Heard a lot about you, but we don't know for real. Next time, guarantee the truth will get revealed. Black leather glove, no sequins.
That was Drake with the song of the week, Toosie Slide. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.